best way to get you going. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sabra Sheikh Essam. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
Well, time to move on to 29 to 8 o'clock. Welcome to it. It's Breakfast. We're all over your wireless. My name is Ghulam Fakir, also with Sabra Sheikh Essam this morning, all the way through until 9. Now, SASSA is dragging itself into the 21st century by launching a facility whereby applicants can now register for certain social grants online, with a pilot model now offering applications, portals, grants for various grants, basically, coupled with other new payment features available to beneficiaries on the website. So SASSA is aiming to reduce instances in which long queues, that usually forms at post offices around the country, and of course where some beneficiaries leave empty-handed. SASSA spokesperson Shivani Wahab, she joins us now to give us a little bit more details around this. Shivani, thank you so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Online process seems very, very interesting. Talk us through this.
Good morning, Ghulam, and good morning to the listeners. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced us to adapt to a new way of doing operations. And there has been, like you've correctly said, a high demand for services during the lockdown and when SASSA reverted to operations under level 4. We are now at a pilot phase of the online social grant application system. SASSA is piloting this from the 14th of September through till the 25th of September. And this is basically for applications for the old age grant, the foster child grant, and the child support grant.
So just repeat that again. So for the online system, you're starting it off with the old age grant?
The foster child grant and the child support grant.
Foster child and child support. Okay, I just wanted to make a note of that. There was one or two questions that came through on my WhatsApp line, but I'm going to get to that in a little bit later. So we're talking about that you're going to start the pilot off with these particular grants in place. I'm assuming that this system has been trialed and tested.
Ghulam, we did trial the system obviously before we went live. What we did find on day one of the live was that there were some technical issues that we experienced. Unfortunately, I've got to inform listeners that due to these technical difficulties, the system has now been restricted and is now closed at the moment. We expect to reopen on Friday again for the online applications.
Okay, so and how do they access it?
Okay, Ghulam, the online application process is supposed to be a simple process for anybody who wants to apply for a social grant.
Yeah.
It's a process of 7 steps, and obviously the starting point would be for someone to ensure that they have internet access. That would be the first step. Then they would need to connect to the SASSA website, step 2. Step 3, they would need to register an account on the SASSA website. Step 4, log in with their new details. And step 5, they would lead them to an application form that is required for the actual application. Now, what is important, Ghulam, for people to understand when doing the online application is that they must ensure that they have the correct documentation that is required. Because at this step of the application process, they would be required to upload all of these documents. And if they don't have the correct documentation, their application would not be successful.
Right. Now, in terms of the documents that's being uploaded, we also know that there are some servers that host these internet, access or accessibilities that require a certain format for a document to be uploaded. Is this open to any document? Like, can it be HTML? Can it be Word? Can it be PDF? Or is there a specific format that it has to be?
Ghulam, there is no specific format. SASSA would obviously require by law that the documentation needs to be certified, and that's a given.
Right.
But besides that, there's no specific format that the documentation needs to be uploaded in.
And what would the turnaround time be? Are you looking at this service, to sort of streamline the process a little bit quicker? So what would the turnaround time be for a recipient once they've done all the 7 steps?
We're hoping, Gunam, that, you know, once the system is up and running again by Friday, and, you know, once a person does the application and ensures that they have the correct documentation, that we would envisage maybe a turnaround time of 10 working days.
10 working days.
That could change, Gunam. You know, we just, like I said, we're at a pilot phase right now.
Yeah.
And because we're testing the system, that could be, you know, in less days, it could happen quicker than the 10 days, or possibly could take a little longer, depending on how the system operates from Friday.
Yeah. Now, obviously, there are some advantages and there's some disadvantages. I would assume, you know, that as I could perhaps assist my mom, for argument's sake, to apply online, you know, for an old age grant, you know. But what would be the disadvantage, though?
Look, Gulam, the only disadvantage that I could foresee right now is a technical issue, you know, for somebody who has a technical challenge or like we're experiencing right now with the actual system. But other than that, I don't see any disadvantages or major disadvantages to the online application system. In fact, there are major advantages. And, you know, given the current scenario with the pandemic, the convenience of applying for a social grant from the comfort and the safety of your home is so important.
Mm.
You know, you'd also get an answer in the comfort of your home, and you wouldn't have to access, physically leave your home. And some people have to pay a fee for public transport and, you know, go through a lot of hardship to get to our offices, only to find that they're stuck in long queues and they're not assisted immediately. So I'd see more advantages to the online application system than disadvantages at this stage, Gulam.
That's fantastic news. Now, also, do we see this thing, you know, being permanently in place, or is it just for this period of COVID? And if you are intending to keep it, you know, permanently in place, are we seeing more of the other services of SASSA also being rolled out?
Gulam, at this point, of course, SASSA needs to keep up with technology, and we need to make our services as accessible and simple as possible for clients. So I don't see that this is not going to be discontinued, you know, once the COVID-19 pandemic is over. This is definitely going to be in place. It's just that we are now testing the system, and we want to move forward to add on the rest of the social grant. So basically, going forward, anybody could apply for any other social grant and not just the categories that I've mentioned right now. And this could be so people could have the option in future, Gulam, of actually applying for a social grant online or accessing a SASSA office.
Mm. Now, just to shift focus just a little bit, since I've got a minute left, I mean, we've basically touched all the fundamental points with regards to the online system. One last thing quickly before I move on to a message that came through on my WhatsApp line. What would the website that they need to go and register?
Sure. The website is https://services.sasa.gov.za.
So it's services.sasa.gov.za. That's fantastic. Okay, so in actual fact, they can literally just go services.sasa@gov.za, right?
.gov.za. That's correct, Gulam. But remember, again, listeners, that the site is only live from Friday.
From Friday?
It's currently closed.
Friday, what time?
I'm not too sure, Gulam. SASSA will make an announcement in this regard. We will definitely announce a time that, you know, the system is up and running effectively again.
Okay, fantastic. Now, let's just move along to one of the questions that came through. In fact, there were many, but it boils down to the fact that, you know, that people had to be paid out a 350 rand grant. We're talking now about the unemployment process during COVID-19. There were some hassles with regards to that, and they wanted to know why some people weren't paid out.
Gulam, remember, with every social grant, there's a stipulated criteria. Right. With the 350 grant, there was a stipulated criteria as well. One of them being that you cannot be currently employed. The other one, you cannot be receiving a pension from any other source. You can't be a SASSA recipient of any other grant. So for those people who did not qualify for the 350 grant, possibly it's because they did not meet the criteria. If they applied online, they would have gotten a response, and they can always call the SASSA toll-free number at 0800-6010-11 if they'd like to, you know, further details as to why they didn't qualify for the 350 grant.
Okay, let's leave it at that, Shivani. As always, lovely chatting to you. Shivani Wahab, the SASA spokesperson. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ghulam. Thanks for having SASA on air, and you have a great day further.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.